Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. And as they led Jesus away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, and wrapped it in a linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb cut in stone, where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and saw the tomb, and how his body was laid. Then they returned, and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath day they rested, according to the commandment. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor William Turgeson from Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Peekskill, New York.
The two thieves crucified along with Jesus began their time on the cross as two guilty criminals getting their just deserts, railing in their unbelief, blaming everyone but themselves, and taking it out on Jesus. We are all born sinners, and we follow suit in our thoughts, words, and deeds that bring trouble, pain, and woe both to ourselves and to others. Instead of acknowledging and confessing our sins, we blame others and God. It's always somebody else's fault. Well, time passed as the three men hung on their crosses, two guilty blasphemers and one righteous man whose cross bore the title King of the Jews and who prayed that his crucifiers might be forgiven. One of the thieves had a change of heart. He became contrite, that is, alarmed and sorrowful over his sins. He acknowledged the justice of his sentence. He admitted that he and his fellow thief were getting what they deserved for their sins. He realized that after death, he and his fellow thief must face a righteous God, as must we all. As long as we justify ourselves, blame others, deafen ourselves to God's law, we remain dead in sin. For the work of the law of God is to show us our sin and guilt so that we might own up to them, know the sorrow and the alarm of having to face God in such a lost condition. Thankfully, one thief realized and confessed his guilt and sorrow. But there is so much more, both for him and for us. By the grace of God, this sorry sinner came to faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He confessed that Jesus was crucified not for any crime, but for steadfastly confessing that he is the Christ, the Son of God, who will one day come to judge the quick and the dead. A confession which the thief has now, by God's grace, come to believe and trust. He observed Christ praying for the forgiveness of his crucifiers. He observed him patiently bearing the mocking of his enemies. He observed the title written above him, King of the Jews. And he believed him to be who he said he is. In faith, he called Jesus Lord, a Lord who is coming into his kingdom. And in faith, he prayed to Jesus for mercy. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. How could he see in the bleeding, dying Jesus, rejected by the elders and mocked, anything resembling a king? Not by human wisdom and reason, but by the word and work of God in Jesus for the salvation of the world. And Jesus the Savior answered this sinner's believing prayer with the solemn promise of everlasting life. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This is absolution. The forgiveness of sins for all people, for you and me, offered and given in the gospel and received in faith. Jesus prayed for the soldier's forgiveness. He absolved the penitent thief, faithfully remained steadfast as he bore and paid for our sins, died trusting in his heavenly Father. While Jesus was hanging upon the cross, we are told that the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. This was a sign from God that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Amen.
We thank Pastor William Turgeson from Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Peekskill, New York, for today's meditation on God's Word.